X and Martin Luther King had vastly different approaches, but ultimately the same goal. Respect. Of course, Aretha had the same goal. Committed to the development of their minds and self-respect through the discipline of study. Something I know all of you share with these great leaders. Self-examination is an important part of self-respect. But not with Hot Coral Reef.
Oh yeah, Coretta Scott King with the same shade.
Give me that. On March 26, 1964, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King both attended the debate of the U.S. Senate Civil Rights Bill. That was their one and only meeting. No one knows what was said. They took that with them to their graves.
That is serious.
Using quotes from both men, imagine what that conversation might have been. Choose a partner. One of you will be Malcolm, the other Dr. King.
Even the girls?
No, you can play Diana Ross.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh, it's good now. Uh-huh. Looks like you all are having a mighty good one, too. Ooh.
Well, Kilmdi Lea and I were up all night last night.
Okay, then.
Studying, Gina, not that is any of your business, ladies.
In the meantime, we have an anatomy final to be taken.
I know that's right, and that's one anatomy I wouldn't mind studying.
Well, at least not for me, because you got a man.
Yeah, well, just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu.
All right.
Terrell, you are being bullheaded and ridiculous.
Look, it's nobody else's business, all right?
Well, look who's here, huh?
Hey, y'all better run away. You were supposed to be helping us take them boxes down to the homeless shelter an hour ago.
What the hell happened to y'all with your mud resin and where you study?
Terrell and I were almost run down coming back from the public library.
Look, Charmaine, leave it alone.
No, you leave me alone. It was wrong, and I do not intend to leave it alone, Terrell.
All right. Can somebody please tell us what you do or do not want to leave alone?
Well, we were walking down Dalton Road, minding our own business like we always do, when four locals with a combined IQ of 10 flew by in an old pickup truck and started shouting ungentlemanly things about my butt.
Were they white?
No, it was a rainbow coalition of jerks.
I shut them up, though. I pegged them with a rock, stood up for a girl.
Then we ran.
Well, how'd you get so messed up?
Well, see, they pulled a U-turn and started coming back towards us, so we stepped off the road.
Excuse me? We rolled down a hill, fell into a ditch, and hid inside a storm drain. Where I come from, that is not stepping off the road, Terrell.
Charmaine, what am I supposed to do?
Wait a minute. Wait, did you talk to the police?
Why?
To file a report so there can be an investigation, Terrell.
Like I said, Dorian, why?
Man, if you don't file a report, you'll never know if you have a case.
That's right.
Fine. Just leave me out of it.
What is wrong with him? He's so pig-headed.
Wait, Charmaine, were there any eyewitnesses?
Yeah, me, Terrell, and a bullfrog.
Another sticky bun, please, Mr. Gaines.
With another one? Damn.
Hey, you mind your beeswax, Skinny.
Now, Whitney, now no one has ever eaten four sticky buns at one setting. Your insides allowed to stick together.
Well, I have to take that risk, Mr. Gaines. I need the sugar to keep up with those pint-sized hip-hopping trolls I call my pupils.
Oh, a school out for the day?
It's supposed to be, but I'm overseeing the little darlings paint this mural entitled African-American Heroes on the cafeteria wall.
Oh, well, who have they painted so far?
Well, we have Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, and Halle Berry. They all look exactly alike.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, Miss Wayne.
How you doing, Terrell? I heard about that awful incident. I just cannot imagine you and poor little Charmaine being run off the road like that by four pickup trucks full of rifle-wielding inbred hillbillies. So awful.
Four trucks? Who told you about this dueling banjo story?
Is a human fax machine.
Well, she needs to get her facts straight.
Oh, don't even worry about it. You can't put a bottle cap on a volcano. How is little Charmaine?
She's all right.
Yeah, she's down at the police station filing a report.
Well, good. I've seen this kind of thing happen my whole life, unreported. And it's got to change.
Right. Nah. Now, what's got to change is our approach. From now on, I'm practicing what Brother Malcolm called vigorous action and self-defense.
Dr. King, any Negro who teaches other Negroes to turn the other cheek in the face of attack is disarming that Negro of his God-given right, of his moral right, of his natural right, of his intelligent right to defend himself.
I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality.
His dream is a nightmare. He's too dumb to know it.
Who are you calling dumb, slob? You're the one who leave wet towels all over the bathroom floor.
Well, at least I don't keep tabs of how many paper clips my roommate borrows, you cheap little...
No, ladies!
Dean Davenport, I take offense to anyone who calls Martin Luther King dumb.
That happens to be a quote Malcolm made about Martin after the March on Washington.
Oh. Well, I stand corrected.
All right. Sit corrected. Or you girls will be on my list.
What really happened, right? They rolled down the hill about 50 feet, right? Over mud and broken glass and stuff, right? And then you saw all these 9mm shots. Connie, it's a wonder they're alive right now.
Mr. Walker! Mr. Haywood, amaze me.
Oh, here, Terrell, this is the same kind of jacket they wore in the 60s, man.
And it smells like it ain't been washed since. I ain't wearing that.
I find it hard to believe Dr. Martin Luther King and Brother Malcolm would be in conflict over that wardrobe. Now put on the stinking jacket. Class, you are dismissed. We will continue next time. Gentlemen, please remain.
Dean, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a big deal out of the jacket.
The jacket is not the problem, Dorian. This is the problem.
Come on, Dean, the gun's not even loaded.
Why do you have this gun?
Sometimes you gotta watch your back. But you wouldn't understand that, right?
What I understand is that we have metal detectors in our elementary schools to prevent our children from being shocked. What you don't understand, Mr. Walker, is this gun just got you expelled.
Expelled? What?
Damn, man, what you talking?
Terrell, man, what were you thinking, man?
Look, man, you aren't the one who had to run like a punk, all right? I want to be able to stand up for a woman, man. Even if it is Charmaine.
Why didn't you just tell the dean that?
And what's that gonna get me?
Well, what's a gun gonna get you? Respect. You don't get respect for pointing guns at people.
Yeah, well, you don't get respect by running away either.
Why? That's it. One more lab final and we're through.
Yes. So... what are we going to do with ourselves until next semester?
Well, for starters, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to Negril. We can lay in the hot sun, play on the white sandy beaches, and swim in the beautiful blue Caribbean.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
And then we'll go to Kingston,
mm-hmm.
where I'll introduce you to your future mother-in-law who will fall madly in love with you just like I have.
Oh, Spencer, don't I have a say in this?
Sure, you can say yes. See, this is why you need me, you know, woman. Your stress level too high, man. You have to hang loose, like me. See, that's what makes us the perfect balance.
Is that so?
Yes, man, you see? I'm laid back, cool-tempered, and easygoing. You're a type A personality with a strong work ethic and an inability to say no. Will you marry me?
No.
Scratch that theory.
I can't. cannot believe this, Dean. This is messed up. Don't tell me you're going to expel him.
The school's policy leaves it up to my discretion. So if you could just sign here, then we can start the expulsion process.
Dean, he's too good a student to lose.
He's too dangerous a student to keep.
Excuse me, excuse me.
Hey, Mr. Wayne, I'm sorry to bother at your house.
Can we talk to you for a minute, Mr. Wayne?
Yeah, come on in. From what I hear, it's going to take longer than a minute.
Dean Davenport.
We went to your office.
Yeah, and you weren't there, Dean.
That could explain why I'm here. We don't have to frisk either of you, do we?
No. Terrell?
No, man.
Terrell, what were you doing with this gun?
I had it since junior high.
Junior high? Man, I grew up in Bed-Stuy, too. I never needed a gun.
Man, those are the old days. Now everybody's coming out the pocket.
Because not having one makes you a punk?
Look, I didn't think I'd need it here, but yesterday I did.
What do you mean, yesterday?
Well, Dean, Terrell and Charmaine had a little problem.
We had more than a little problem. We had to roll down a ravine, or it'd have been run over. If I was packing, that never would have happened.
Now you'll be packing your bags and moving back to Brooklyn.
Oh, come on, Dean, can't you cut me some slack? My mom's gonna kick my butt. School's the only thing I have going for me.
School or this gun? There's only one thing people learn bringing guns into the classroom. They learn how not to think. My 13-year-old nephew was accidentally shot and killed. He'll never experience his manhood because somebody out there was too busy trying to prove his. I'm taking this gun to campus security. Terrell, you're too smart to be this stupid. Thank you, Dwayne.
Hey, Miss Wayne, can you help me out?
Say can I help you out? You have to be smart enough to help yourself, Terrell. Last year, me and Ron, we got into some trouble with some locals at a football game. They wanted some static, we gave it to them. If I had a piece, I'd have wasted all of them, even the nice ones. Now, where would I be if I'd done that, Terrell?
You know, I cannot believe that boy had a gun in his dorm, or even had one for that matter.
Well, you know, these days it's easier to get a gun than it is a library card.
Mm. Yep, it takes 2 weeks to get a library card.
Word to the mother.
Well, I'd like to propose a toast.
All right.
Here's to Kimberly and me being through with school, at least until next semester.
You're here. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, you two doctors. Yep.
I have one more toast.
Oh.
Here is to the woman whose smile is like a light from the heaven.
Oh.
The woman I never want to be without. Kimberly Reese, will you be my wife?
Spencer, would you stop it?
How many times has he asked you today?
Oh, God, this is the fourth time.
Say it. Go ahead. Tell it. Come on, go.
Hello?
Who are you calling?
Yes, Mr. Reese? Hi, Spencer Boyer here, sir. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you too, sir. No, sir, I have not cut my hair. Well, you see, the reason I'm calling, Mr. Reese, is because I love your daughter very much, sir, and I'm calling to ask you for her hand in marriage. I know that, sir. Thank you. I just wanted your blessings. Thank you. Goodbye, sir.
This is so romantic. So absolutely, utterly romantic.
Spencer, we need to talk.
Hi, Dad. No, Dad, no. Jeez. Hi, Mom. No, stop crying. Oh, sorry, Dad, I thought you were Mom. No, oh, come on. I'm going to finish med school, okay? Don't worry. Listen, I'm going to have to leave. I love you, love you. I'll call you back later. Bye, bye.
You know what? I feel like having my dessert at home. Don't you, baby? Yeah, come on, me too. Let's go. Come on, baby.
I'm not hungry.
Come
I
on,
just
baby.
Want...
Let's go. Let's go. Let him be alone. Let him be alone.
Kimberly, call me, girl.
You are unreal.
No, you see, that's the problem right there. I'm very real. Kim, I was serious the first time I asked you, and I'm serious. No, I love you.
Well, Spencer, listen, I really don't want to lose you. But I'm going to have to finish med school before I can make any kind of decision. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
You do?
I understand you didn't say no.
Yeah, I said no.
You just made me the happiest man in the world.
No, I said no.
You see, my grandmother says, right, that a no is the first step to a yes.
And you're just as stubborn as your grandmother.
Relentless.
And so, three major components of Dr. King's philosophy were... Charmaine, speak before someone gets hurt.
Dr. King's philosophy revolved around justice, love, and hope, a philosophy some people consider to be outdated.
Well, personally, though, I agree with Malcolm, okay? Dr. King was promoted and chosen by white liberals.
And you're entitled to your opinion. But you're talking about the man who led the Montgomery bus boycott.
And the March on Selma. And you're talking about a man who spent most of his time in more jail cells than most of those who criticized him. And personally, though, I wouldn't judge anyone without looking at the sum total of their life, Lena.
Well, you better hope nobody looks at the sum total of yours, Gina.
Oh, the potential beauty of human life is constantly made ugly by man's ever-recurring song of retaliation.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, just quoting Dr. King, Diva Dane.
Mr. Walker, I assumed you wouldn't be joining us today.
Look, Dean, I know you're still thinking about expelling me and all, and I probably shouldn't be here. I just thought maybe I could finish my assignment. I mean, I owe it to my partner.
All right, Terrell, come on in and get to it before I change my mind.
Brother Malcolm, here we are.
Yes, here we are, Dr. King. You know, I never thought this day would come.
The passing of the Civil Rights Bill. We have come so very far.
You and I were born at this turning point in history. We are witnessing the fulfilling of prophecy.
We are both free and destined. And freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed.
I am for freedom. For a society in which our people are recognized and respected as human beings. And I believe we have the right to resort to any means necessary to bring that about.
My brother, through violence you may murder a hater, but you can't murder hate. Darkness cannot put out darkness, only light can do that. Now, I believe in arming myself, but with knowledge, education, and enlightenment.
We may differ in method, but that does not mean we differ in objective.
True. And if a man hasn't discovered something he will die for, he isn't fit to live.
If I can die, having brought any light, having exposed any meaningful truth that will help destroy the racist cancer that is malignant in the body of America, then all credit is due to Allah. Only the mistakes are mine.
My brother, God does not judge us by the separate incidents of the separate mistake that we make, but by the total bent of our lives.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Martin.
God bless you too, Brother Malcolm.
Now watch out. You talk to me. Now you're going to get investigated.
Very good work, gentlemen. Very good work. Continue next time. You are dismissed. Thank you very much. Yes. Impressive. But Malcolm and Martin have not completely bailed you out, Terrell.
Thanks, Dean.
Don't thank me. This isn't going to be easy. As of right now, you are under a curfew.
Oh, that's cool.
You must maintain a GPA of A- or better.
Ain't no problem.
And you will be volunteering 20 hours a week at the Thurgood Marshall Rec Center.
All right, cool. See, I have a dream to stay in school by any means necessary.
Very nice touch, dear.
Dean? Personally, I think you made the right decision by keeping Terrell in school than putting him on the streets.
Mr. Haywood, I live for your approval.